Positive Hits, 99.3 JQ99, home of 48-minute music hours.
The most continuous Christian music guaranteed.
It's cold and wintry today. We have a winter mix going on. Snow this morning, drizzle this afternoon, and 40-mile-per-hour winds. It's a good week to go grocery shopping. It is. And from SavingsAngel.com, Josh is in. Hey, Josh. I told Mandy, he's going to be hyper when he comes in because the deals are really, really good. Can I give you the testimony for me?
Yeah.
I laid my receipt out. I bought yesterday $137 worth of stuff for $47.
Oh.
And I love when I look at the top of the coupe, register receipt, and it says total savings. Mm-hmm. It was 90-some dollars.
Doesn't it add instant bliss to your marriage?
Yes. Yeah, because you use that as a source. Look what I did. Look
yeah.
Looky there.
It's like a kid coming home with a good report card.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
She goes, did you get milk? And I said, no, it was $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
I have to go to Family Fair because it's cheaper there this week.
That's right. Yep.
So we do our three best grocery deals of the week. And by the way, you can get to Josh's website. Just go to jq99.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll see the Savings Angel link. Click on that, and you can get information on all that Josh is going to talk about. He gives you the three best grocery deals, but there are literally hundreds of items you can get today at 50% off or more, mm-hmm. and a lot of items for free.
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing is we're researching. We've got over 1,800 manufacturers' coupons, and a larger and larger percentage, I've been watching this over the past year, a larger percentage of the coupons that we track are online. We actually have over 500 coupons that are online. And so to manage that and to know where they're all at and to monitor them, and then each week we match that with everything that's on sale, it's a daunting task.
Yeah,
and so,
I could imagine.
But after shuffling all of that, there are some deals that you absolutely need to jump on because they're just a phenomenal deal. Now, the first one I'm going to share, I don't know how long this is going to last because this is like one of those too easy and almost too good to be true deals. It doesn't require any going out to manufacturers' websites or clipping manufacturers' coupons. It's all offered by Meijer, and they have a beta website. They sent an email out recently inviting people to take a look at this new website that they're putting, and the address, write this down, very, very important because there's some good coupons on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's mealbox.meijer.com. It's absolutely excellent. All right. Now, what you're going to want to do is you click on, now if it asks you to, some people were saying that it's going to ask you to register and it's going to send the coupons via email. I didn't see any of that, but what I was able to do was just click on, you're going to look for a link called Specials, click that in the right-hand side, and then you're going to click the link that says Coupons. And when you do that, there's some coupons that you're going to want to look out for this week because they happen to match with Meijer store sales. And I actually brought some of these with me here. The first of which is the Meijer pasta sauce. Now, this is actually a pretty good-looking jar of pasta sauce. It's chunky. It's and so it'd be like spaghetti sauce or whatever pasta you choose to cook with it. And the regular retail price is $1.39. And it happens to be on sale this week. It's part of there are a lot of items that are part of that buy 10, get one free.
Right.
So it comes out to 90 cents. And then from this Mealbox website, mealbox.meijer.com, you could print out an additional 50-cent coupon. Now, here's the cool thing, all right? You can print out as many as you want.
There's no limit.
I went in with 12 last night. They didn't bat an eye. And there's no reason. I mean, it's just here's the coupon. Start printing. And so you start printing. Now what you'll probably want to do, because there's going to be multiples, if you could keep printing out one per page, what I'd recommend is if you want to conserve paper, take the page out, flip it around, put it back in, print it out on the other side or the other corner. You can actually print out like four coupons per page.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And so anyway, so this 40 cents for a jar of pasta sauce. Okay.
That's deal three?
That's deal three. Yep. And deal two is this right here. This is a sack of potatoes. This is a sack of taters. And it's a 5-pound bag. The normal price is about $1.89. It's, again, on sale for 90 cents. And guess what? You're going to be able to print out a 50-cent coupon from that same website. 40 cents for this 5-pound bag of potatoes.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
And you don't see too many coupons on vegetables, too often.
No, so. No. And as a matter of fact, along with that, too, same deal. 89 cents for a 16-ounce bag of Meyer vegetables, corn, peas, mixed vegetables, broccoli cuts, etc. 89 cents it's on sale for. There's another 50-cent coupon that you can print out for the vegetables. 39 cents for a bag of veggies.
There you go. See? It's that easy. And it's cheap, too. And that's deal 3 and 2. Number 1's got to be better than that.
Yeah, these are all the same caliber, and these are all part of the ones that we're constantly monitoring, looking for. But yeah, deal number 3, it's fun.
All right, we'll be back with that. By the way, you can get to Josh's website. Just go to jq99.com, click on the savings. Positive Hits, 99.3 JQ, 99, home of 48-minute music hours. The most continuous Christian music, guaranteed, 749 with Troy Manning and Trevor on the JQ Morning Blast.
We're finding out the best deals in West Michigan when it comes to grocery shopping, and Josh has been a little excited today because this is a super-duper week for groceries.
Can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
I was at Meijer, you know, shopping, and there's some savings angels that, with the coupons they don't use, or extras, they put it right in front of the product. So I don't know if you go shopping... You got all these savings angels out there, and lots of them, and it was helpful because I was able to use some of their coupons. They just put it in front of the product. I think that's just kind of cool.
That's a nice
just giving
thing
it away.
Yeah.
Getting people to try to use them, right?
I do that. If it's something I look at the shelf and I decide, not really, not for me. Yeah. I'm probably not going to use it again, so, and it may expire soon, so yeah.
Good idea.
Good, yeah.
Great idea.
That's awesome. Yeah, the angels are out there.
Deal number 1, the big one, and let's hook this up.
All right.
Can we make that in the microwave?
I don't know.
We'll use add water?
Yeah, we can.
You can make anything in a microwave.
Absolutely.
whether it's as tasty as it would be in the oven, we'll find out. Now, if you go to like some place like Panera Bread and you want to buy a cookie, how much are they going to charge you?
$1 a piece.
Yeah. So 3 dozen means that's $3 dozen.
That's $36 to you and me.
Now you could make them yourself in it'd take you just a few minutes, and that's exactly what I've got in my hands here. It's Betty Crocker chocolate chip cookies, and makes 3 dozen 2-inch cookies, mm-hmm. and homemade cookies in 20 minutes. Now the regular price on this is $1.62, and at Meijer it is again part of their buy 10 at a dollar, get one free. So always buying quantities of 11. Last night, 77 items is what I had. And so hit that increment of 11. And so, 90 cents. And then there's coupons. There's always coupons for Betty Crocker. The coupon insert that came out last week from March 16th, it has Red Lobster on the cover. There's a 50-cent coupon, so 90 minus 50, and you got 3 dozen cookies
40 cents.
For 40 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot better than $36.
That's a great deal.
Yeah.
And they're good.
Yeah.
They're good cookies.
Well, I'm thinking...
They're my homemade specialty.
How much did you do... did you put the butter that it... Because, if you're going to make this package, you put a whole stick of butter in there.
Wow.
Well, you think about it. Per three, that's 36, and it's
still
one,
a lot
one
of
dozen
butter.
Would be one-third of a stick, so it's...
Yeah.
Kind of, it's like a pat. I was thinking it's probably close to a pat of butter for each cookie.
That's why they're so good.
That's why they're good.
So 40 cents for the cookies. Great week this week. You're going to save money.
Yeah. Just only sharing these 3 deals, you don't understand the enthusiasm that I feel in my heart of hearts.
Now, I do want to make this point because we've had people ask, how much money in groceries do you give to people a month? You think? I mean, to charities and
me
things
personally?
Like that? Yeah, I mean, some people say, I don't like people talking on the radio about going to buy 20, boxes of cereal. That's 40.
Every time.
It's not about that.
Yeah, every time you hear me talking about buying massive quantities right there, I mean, that's part of my inventory that's flowing, that it's moving through. I, in a sense, then become the steward over the things that I purchase. And it's my responsibility then to properly steward those things. And so if that means that, I keep half of it for my family and then I rotate. Usually what I'll do is I use that to rotate. I want to make sure my goal is to have a year's worth of food set aside. And anything that goes beyond that, I give. Now, I'm constantly replenishing that. Even though I've got a year saved up, I will buy more, move what I haven't used, I'll move that, and that goes to, you know, the charities that I support.
Never has Savings Angels' creed been to go out and just get as much as you can for yourself. It's been to give, and it's been to refill the church pantries.
Oh, absolutely.
And there shouldn't be hunger in this country if people would shop smart, stuff like this for 40 cents.
Yeah, absolutely. See, either the product is going to sit on the shelves of Meijer, or you can take it and then you then become the steward of those products. Mm-hmm. I happen to think that putting them through my inventory system is, you know, I'm going to put it where I feel that needs to be.
Great.
And so, yeah, it's ridiculous to use the word, you know, to think that it has anything to do with hoarding. That's absurd, because if something bad happens, if there's someone that has need, I believe that people are good, and that if you empower them and if you say, okay, well, you know, now you've got all of these resources, what would you like to do with them? I believe far and away people will give when given the opportunity.
And just by being on the site,
yeah,
so many other people have that same. So it's just all about giving.
There's so many people that are such a good example to me as well. So it really is just, I call it a community of love.
There you go. Go buy 5 jars of spaghetti sauce, or 10 or 12 jars of spaghetti sauce, give 3 away,
mm-hmm.
give 8 away, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks, Josh.
My pleasure.